So sometime in 2020, my novel, The Resurrection of Fulgencio Ramirez, will be coming out. And then within another year or two, a second novel that I've written will be coming out. And they're both in the magical realism vein. They're not this sort of futuristic dystopian type of content. They're more set a little bit more in the past. So they're inspired a lot by my upbringing on the border. The Resurrection of Fulgencio Ramirez was largely inspired by stories my dad would tell me growing up about his childhood on the border in the 50s, being the first member of his family to ever attend college, you know, being the son of immigrants from Mexico. And sort of the challenges that, of course, they faced were very extreme, very different than the ones we face today. So I wrote the book about 20 years ago, funny enough. So talk about how long it takes to get things out. That was the first draft. And I used to hear stories about writers having books published, and they'd say, I worked on that book for a decade or two decades. And I'd say, like, were they lazy?
And now you know.
How can that happen? And then it happened to me. But what's amazing is throughout those 20 years, you know, you grow up a lot and you're able to bring those learnings and that growth into your writing and revise and edit and rewrite. And it became a better story. And also, I think the industry started changing and started valuing those Latino perspectives more than in the past. So, for example, 20 years ago, my agent actually had an editor from New York tell them, this is a great book, but we can't publish it. And my agent asked, how come? And they said, because Latinos don't read books.
Oh.
So can you imagine? I mean, that's kind of things that I've heard. And I'm sure I'm not the only writer that's heard those kind of things. So that was 20 years ago. And now, fortunately, a different publisher saw that, hey, they love the book, but they also know not only are Latinos reading books, but other people are interested in our stories and our culture and understanding that culture better.
And the good thing is there are people actually telling the stories now. Again, like you said, the stories from your family, the stories your father told you. Every family has these stories, but it just takes, you know, one or two people to write them down to have that impact.
You know, one of my other inspirations has been Sandra Cisneros, who obviously is, as we all know, lived here in San Antonio for many years. And to me, it was inspiring because I loved the stories and I loved her style. But it was also important for creative people to see that Latinos from here in the United States can have success publishing or in the media. Because in the past, traditionally, it was mostly writers from Latin America that were translated into English. And so even though there's some cultural connection, of course, to our origins, they're not exactly our stories of life within the United States and the experience of being a minority group or of growing up on a border between two such different countries. So I think it's great the more that our own stories, homegrown stories, are being exposed to the world.